Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your hosts, Randy Adams and Steve Sorensen.
Hello, Corpus Christi in South Texas. This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Here on KKTX 1360 AM. Thank you, Corpus Christi, for tuning in. Thank you for our listeners. Thank you for the calls to the station. Thank you for the emails to the station. My co-host is Steve Sorensen, a great friend of mine, a mentor of mine. He's helped me so much to make me a better person, make me examine myself, and doesn't beat me up. That's what the cool thing about it is. He just knows what to say and make me think about what I should do and how I should do it. Here's Steve Sorensen, a great friend of mine.
Welcome, Corpus Christi, and Randy, thanks for that warm introduction. You have been indeed a dear friend over the years. We've served in a lot of capacities together, and we've seen a lot of different things happening around San Antonio anyway, and we're praying that the same kind of things happen here in Corpus Christi. Again, my name is Steve Sorensen. I'm from Bridgeway Church. I'm the pastor over there. We'd love to have you come by and kick the tires and see what you would enjoy about that. Now, if you're going to a church, this isn't proselytizing. You stay where you are and you worship God with all of your heart. But if you need to come to a church, a different church, or you've been slacking and you haven't been going to church and you need to get started again, come on by. We'd love to have you. 3202 Rodfield Road, Bridgeway Church. And let me even give you an email address for two purposes. Number one, you can communicate with us about the church, or you can forward questions that you'd like to hear answered here on this show with Randy Adams, a resident expert in buying and selling cars. We're at Bridgeway Church. That would be our info, Bridgeway Church, or steve@bridgewaychurchcc.com. That's steve@bridgewaychurchcc.com. We'd love to see you. Thanks, Randy, for allowing me to co-host with you here on this great show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be in Corpus Christi. It's a pleasure to be with KKTX. They're a great radio station. I love their format. I love their programming. I love the people here. They're great people. Give them a call and thank you, and thank them for having our show on the air, or email them. You can go to their website, and there's a process there that you can email them and tell them that you're listen to our show and you like it, and we sure appreciate for being here. My process here is to, I want to make a difference in your life. I want to teach you how to buy and sell cars, how to be prepared, how to work on it yearly. This is not a one-day process where you wake up and go buy a car. This is a process that you need to work on constantly. Do a checking out what you want to buy, thinking about your next purchase right away, finding out what your credit rating is. Go find you a bank to do business with or a credit union. Find out what you qualify for. Be happy what you're doing. Learn what you're doing. Be at peace at what you're doing. You can learn how to do this. You can do this, and you can do it right. We've taught thousands of people. We're on KTSA in San Antonio on Sunday afternoon live. You can listen to us down here in Corpus 3 to 4, and we're live, so you can call in with any questions. We've been getting a lot of calls from Corpus Christi. We love Corpus Christi listeners. Listen to us here and on KTSA, 5:50 a.m., 3 to 4, Sunday afternoon. But our process also has how to buy and sell on our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. Go to there, easy process of learning how to buy a car. Get your kids involved. Get your neighbors, your friends, your relatives involved in learning how to buy. And also, if you want to sell something, we buy any and everything, any condition. It doesn't matter what it is. The good, the bad, and the ugly is what we say in San Antonio. We buy wrecks. I bought a 14 wreck Cadillac with 600 miles. I bought a 13 Lexus with 11,000 miles that was wrecked. These people don't want to fool with it. They want to sell it. They don't want to fool with the Carfax. They don't want to wait on it. They don't want to see how it turns out. They don't want nothing out. They want them a new car. Diminished value to settle with the insurance company. Because I got news for you. You pull in there with one of them high-dollar cars, and they see that bad Carfax, they don't want to take it and trade. They want to cut you to your knees. It's too much. Let us know now. Let it handle now. Get your business tend to now instead of worrying about it down the road. Just had a Cadillac, a late model Cadillac that had a bad Carfax. The Cadillac dealer didn't want it. They couldn't find a figure on it. They finally called me. I bought it and resold it. The deal went through. The Cadillac dealer was thrilled to have an offer. and we'll make you that offer. We're here to help you. We're here for an opportunity to buy your car. Make that easy process on learntobuyandsellcars.com of describing your car. And if you describe it right, we'll give you that figure. We can do it here at Sparkling City Auto Auction here in Corpus Christi. Great auction, great people. I love them. And we can buy your car here in Corpus Christi without you coming to San Antonio or New Brunswick. We're actually in New Brunswick. But you can come visit there if you'd like. You can give us a call at 830-625-7159. It'd be a pleasure to help you. You can sell your car to somebody else or sell it to me. And a lot of people are getting the money we offer trade-in. They don't get it when they walk in the door. But after they tell them Randy Adams has made this offer, the dealers step up and give them the money. At least they get the money. I don't get the car, but I'm helping. It don't cost nothing. It saves you a lot of money. It's a pleasure to help you. And we're just thrilled to be here in Corpus Christi. If there's any questions, please email Steve Sorensen or the radio show, either one. But you'd love to visit with Steve. He's a great man. He's a funny man, and he's taught me so much. If I live within 50 miles of here, I'd be at that church every week because he's helped me so much. And Steve, I think you had a couple of questions for us.
Oh, I've got about 400 of them, but because buying used or new cars is always, there's nuances at every corner. And I love coming up with these questions and asking you. Randy, on one of the previous shows that we talked about CarMax. And you said that sets a base for you to operate from if somebody goes and gets a quote from them. Not selling their car necessarily up front, but go to get a some kind of a quote from it and then come to you. What do you think?
We love it. We tell them to. If they're not in our area, if they're in San Antonio, and we're in New Brunswick, I tell them, go to CarMax, get you an offer, call me, tell me what they offered, let's discuss it. And 9 out of 10 times we beat them. Every once in a while, CarMax makes a mistake. I live and breathe and eat this business. They've got a system, and they've got to make money, because I tell you what, it takes a lot of money every month to open up the door at one of these new franchises, and they're as big as a franchise. So they got to make plenty of money. Our overhead is low, and we can live on a lot less money than they do. My overhead is so much smaller than them, you can't even compare. But no, we love sending them to CarMax because we beat them. They did make a mistake on a car the other day. They gave too much for it, and I told the lady to go get the money. They were given plenty of the money. Go collect her money, because that was a situation where she had bought it with her boyfriend, and they were getting married, and he went off and paid, because it was her money, he paid stupid money for the car. She lost $8,500. She was lucky because the BMW store in San Antonio wanted her to lose $12,500. She'd owned the car less than 3 months and put less than 2,000 miles on it, and they were wanting to cut her $12,500. I don't think that was right, but, you know, maybe because the boyfriend got involved and he didn't care. It wasn't his money. I've seen too many girlfriends buy cars for boyfriends and it not work out. I got news for you, women. They'll say anything they can to get them a new ride. So be prepared when you figure out they're a rat and have to go find you somebody else.
I was laughing when I was thinking about going in, and you take your trade-in into the dealership, and they take your keys, and they say, we got to have these in order to inspect the car to see what it's worth and that kind of thing. My recommendation would be, and we'll see if you agree, is you better get those keys back in a hurry.
Oh, they'll keep their keys. That's a game. The sales managers got them. In the old days, they used to throw them on the roof, but they got whipped too bad. Some of them boys took offense to that and tore them up. They had to call the police in, and police said, well, y'all shouldn't have thrown the keys up on the roof. But that happened years ago, and I think they finally figured out they better stop that. But no, get your keys back, because they want to be in control on everything they do, every part of your process. They want to figure out what they can sell you on that. That's called Foursquare. If they got your trade keys, I wouldn't tell them I have a trade. And that's fine with me. You come to my lot, let's get the figure down, and then I'll tell you what your trade's worth. I want you to do it fair. I have been fair with people. I want to be fair, and that's the way it should be. You come to my lot, you're buying a car from me, don't tell me you got a trade. Tell me, let's get down on the price, and then if you want to trade your car, bring your trade in. Well, do that with the other dealers. Don't let them know you got a trade. That's a disadvantage, because they try to get control of you over your trade. Don't do that. Don't give them the keys. Tell them, hey, I want to find out what I can buy this car for, what kind of interest rates you got, what kind of loan you can give me. And after they tell you, well, hold it, I've already got my rating. This is my credit score. I've already got my financing. You're trying to charge me too much finance, and this is the best price. You know, if that's the best price, this is what I want to give, or this is what I want to do. And now I've got a trade in. And what do you want to give me for my trade? And let them speak up, because they're not going to give you enough. I'm going to tell you that right now. 9 out of 10 times, they're going to hit you below your knees. But if you've already gone through our simple process at learntobuyandsellcars.com, describe your car, we make you an offer. You know where you stand. You know where you're standing in that deal. You know about what your car is worth. If you described it right, we'll give that figure. So be prepared. Don't go in there. There's some guys on radio shows that say, go to my preferred customer. I got news for you. You walk in there as preferred customer, they'll rip your head off. I've talked to many a salesman and manager at work of those stores. They love preferred dealers. They walk in there and they take advantage of them because they're not ready with their score. They're not ready with their financing. They haven't shopped price. They don't know what their trade's worth, and they make a lot of money on them. I got news for you. They open these a lot of these dealerships, $30, $40, $50 million. You think they open it up on not making money? They're making money on you, and they're trained to make money. They're trained assassins to take every dollar you got, all the chance they get. They want to beat you up on your trade. They want to make money on your interest, extended warranty. Hey, I got news for you. There's lots of people that say extended warranty. They're not the only one, and the manufacturer will find out about you. They'll send you a better deal than the new car dealers. And if they'll sell an extended warranty and you got some miles, don't buy it on a new car. They got warranty. Why don't you want to buy a warranty? And there's no lifetime warranties. You pay dearly for a lifetime warranty. So be prepared. Get yourself together. Follow our process so you can make the right purchase and be in control of your decisions.
Well, if you make it through the process of negotiations and you've already dealt with a salesman as best you can, and they've bumped you up to the business manager, and you're not there. You're not quite ready to close that deal. One of your favorite sayings is these boots are made for walking, walk out the door. You don't have to threaten. You just do it. And chances are by about 90% that sales manager or that business manager will beat you to your car. Because they don't want you leaving. They're the only ones, as I understand it, that can change the price of the car. Salesmen might not even know the price of the unit when it gets all done.
They keep them in the blind. They don't tell them what they got in the car or how much to make. They follow exactly what the team leader or the sales manager tells them. Yes, and if you're a qualified buyer, they're not going to let you leave. They're going to try, but there's some dealers that these sales managers, some places they got to make $4,000 per unit. And there's a lot of dealerships I know that if they don't make $4,000, the sales manager will be in trouble by the owner or the other managers, and they'll let you walk. Well, if they're trying to make $4,000 on you, I guarantee if you shop, you can find a better deal. I've talked to a lot of people. I had a lady tell me in San Antonio, you saved me $4,000. I was about to buy a car. I remembered I listened to one of your radio shows, and I felt like they were lying to me and they wasn't treating me right. These boots are made for walking. I walked out. I got on the internet. I followed your process, and I went back to work on finding me the right car at the right price. I got my credit rating. I got what I qualified for. I got me a loan. She said, I went back and I saved $4,000. I bought a car I like better color, better equipment, cheaper by $4,000. And also I felt better about the process because I did it myself, and you can do it too.
Randy, I love that. The confidence is a big thing, isn't it? You and I spoke earlier today about why some people intimidate other people or why people feel intimidated. It seems to me that when we get bumped up higher in the car, in the four square business that you're talking about, we get more intimidated. But we forget that these people that we're dealing with do it absolutely every day. They're experts at it.
Trained, read books, trained classes. I get emails every day on how to train salesmen, every day by big-time companies. There's lots of companies out there training dealer salesmen how to sell. It's amazing how much. So be prepared because they're trained and you're not. That's why we're trying to school you now, get you with the basics so you know how to buy.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I know that there's one company here that I won't mention by name, but, boy, I would never take another car to them. They are a big dealer. I wouldn't take my car to them if it was on fire for them to fix. I had a small accident. It took them months to do it. And I relate everything that happened in that body shop to to the whole dealership. If they can't manage that body shop better than they do, I sure as heck would never buy a car from them.
A lot of them is the same situation. These dealerships are run by owners and general managers, and those general managers and owners work at, it all flows down to their body shop, their service, and their sales department. And some of these owners need to make big, big time money or they're not happy. They can't never give enough. And I've seen it, but also I've seen owners that train their sales managers to be their sergeants, where they're the wonderful guy and they don't have to fool with the management. They don't have to fool with the salesman, but they're on their management, their general manager, to be hard on their sales force and everybody else and demanding to make the big dollars. And I've seen it over the years. I've known so many thousands of different owners of dealerships and general managers, and it all leads down to owners and general managers. If you've had a bad time with one of them, you understand. If they won't give you a price, these boots are made for walk and walk out because they're trying to spin you. They want you so spinned around you don't know what to make, and when they get you that right direction, they'll close you on too high of a payment, too high of a price, too high of an interest rate. They'll throw in the extended warranty on a new car that you don't need. They'll throw gap in on one that you don't need. So, I mean, be prepared, be ready, because they're trained, just like Steve says, and it all comes from the top down.
Yeah, it's a remarkable thing for me to believe that they're there. There's really some honest guys and gals that are out there selling cars, but there's some that are not, but a lot of them are honest. And I think that the buyer really could see the salesperson themselves as an ally, because they really need to make a living at what they're doing. So if they work well enough with them, they might find them to be an ally in the back room with the business manager.
Well, and also, you wouldn't believe how many big dealerships don't pay their salesmen right. They make big money, and then they give their salesmen very little. If they're so greedy, they want all the money. The sales managers are demanded to produce all the money that they can make, and they'll pass a small deal that they could sell a car because it's not enough profit in it. And I've seen it many a time. And then all the deals that the salesmen do are mini deals. They'll make $4,000 or $5,000 on a car, and they'll pay the salesman a mini. They keep telling them mini, you know. And they don't take care of them. They train them. And that's why they're constantly changing salespeople, because they finally get tired of it. They know they're making big money, and they're not paying them their fair share.
I have to tell you, I caught it off guard. I thought that they all were one big happy family. You know, if somebody shops, let's say that here in Corpus Christi, they go from here, they go down to Portland, they go to Kingsville, they go to Beeville, they go to San Antonio, wherever, and they find a better price in another location. Some friends of mine bought a new car. When it was time to have it serviced, they took it back to the dealer here in Corpus Christi, and they said, "Why don't you take it back where you bought it?"
Well, they shouldn't do that. They get paid to service it. They get paid for all of that. But that's just the way they are. They're so prideful. They're so, you know, they can't make a deal and do it right. They could have closed that deal. They could have done the same deal. All the dealers pay the same price for cars. Now, the used car dealers don't, because the market varies and depends on who's paying. And, you know, right now, San Antonio market, the auction market is high, high, high. We sold some units this week for a lot of money. That's where I specialize in. I know what these auctions will bring. I know what I can do on OVE. I ship cars all over Texas, but we live this market. We know where to go with this stuff. And I walk into new car dealerships, and they don't know what the trades are worth. They can't sit behind a desk and know what a car is worth. All they're trained is by what that computer says and what they've been trained by the sales managers and the books and the programs they're on. So, yes, we're making money off the auctions. I can go to one auction and take the other auction. I know what one auction brings the most money, what buyers will give the most money, and I can buy at one auction and take it over there and sell it, and then go to the other auction and buy. I can cross-fit them left and right. I used to go to Dallas every Tuesday and Thursday and buy 20 to 40 cars and send them back, sell them to San Antonio. And people were amazed at what it could do, but all you've got to do is have the Holy Spirit with you, give you wisdom and knowledge, keep your head about you, take the pride out of buying, because pride will cost you money. I've taught my sons that buy and work with me, pride will cost you money, and it will cost you in everything you do. It causes strife, as the Bible says, and it's right, because all you do is fight with others and fight with yourself to try to make the right decisions.
Well, people think that they've done enough, Randy, when they look at a unit and they go to the internet and they start looking up the reviews on it, and they really find that this vehicle is a little better for their, you know, for their particular case or situation than another one. So they get that all figured out. But I want to tell you how, I guess I will make the comment that the dealership should also be checked out for reviews.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Because I mean, in San Antonio, there's about half good dealers and half bad dealers, you know, and it's amazing that the word's not out because the people continue to go to the bad dealers. They continue to get trapped, and they have the license plate name on the back, and they go to the other dealers because they're unhappy with what they bought, or they can't afford it, or they've done something wrong, or they just, it doesn't fit their lifestyle. And they'll go to other dealers, and the other dealers won't even want to talk to them because they see the license plate on the back. They know they're buried. They know they've been mistreated. And it's 90% of its dealers that won't price a car. They will not give you a price. They want to talk about trade-in. They want to talk about payment. They don't want to talk about the real factor, the price of the car. How much are you going to pay? You realize that the average cost of a vehicle costs you $8,000 a month in loss of value and what it costs to operate it and keep it up? $8,000 a month. So if you've got two or three units, are you paying, $8,000 a year. Are you paying $24,000 a year for three units? What can you afford? Now that's average, and that's people with payments, and that's people paying high interest rate and, you know, added in. But, you know, I've got friends that I put them in $3,000 and $5,000 and $6,000 cars, that those cars last them 2 years and they're still worth $2,000 or $3,000. They get by a lot cheaper. Depends on what kind of miles that you put on a car, what you can afford. Weigh up your situation. Study your situation. Know what your needs are. But buy what you can afford. Two kinds of cars, Ford and can't afford. We're getting a lot of calls in San Antonio at KTSA, 550 AM. Listen to us on Sunday afternoon, 3 to 4, and give us a call. We'll answer your questions. They're a great radio station with great programming. Listen to them. They want to help you. They want to educate South Texas. They opened the door for me when the other radio stations didn't even want to talk to me. Just like KKTX, they want to help their community. They want to educate you, and they opened the door to me. But I've got radio stations that scared that I may offend their big-time sponsors. They're paying them big money that are abusing their customers. But they're not that way here at KKTX. They love me, and I love y'all, and I love the listeners. So keep continuing in talking to us. And we want to help you in the process. Go to learnandbuyandsellcars.com. See the process of buying a car or selling a car, either one. Steve, you know, it's getting closing on this show. I tell you, time flies past when you're having fun. I tell you, I've had a great time today again. We've come down here to the station and recorded these shows. Someday maybe we'll be live where we can talk to our listeners live every day. But they can also call me at 830-625-7159, and we'll answer your questions. I'll call you back. Sometimes it takes a day or two because we get so many calls. Or you can email us at our websites, learntobuyandsellcars.com. But email Steve. He'll answer some of your questions about the church, or he can bring the question to the show.
I'd love to do that. That's Steve at bridgewaychurchcc.org. One more time. Steve at bridgewaychurchcc.org. We're at Bridgeway Church, 3202 Rodfield Road. I know that we're closing up. God bless you, Corpus Christi, you listeners. We love you, and we thank you for absolutely everything that you mean to this program. Maybe I can slide in one more question here, Randy, or maybe a couple more. I'm kind of a non-credit guy. I think that a guy that's credit-free, that is absolutely debt-free, is the wisest guy on the planet. But some people can't get there just yet, and they need to do that. And there was a recommendation that if you could extend the term of your note, if you can get the same percentage, let's say you're paying 3.5% at 36 months and 3.5% for 60 months. A lot of people suggest that it's better to go the 60 months for financial security in case something should happen, even though you can still prepay the thing off at 36 months. Is that logic to you?
Not to me. I mean, first off, if you bought a unit you're scared of paying for, don't buy it. I wouldn't buy anything that I didn't think that I could handle. I didn't leave myself some cushion. because it's just like Dave Ramsey, and I think he's on this radio station. Oh, no, he's not. He's not in Corpus. I forgot about that. He's in San Antonio. You can listen to him in San Antonio. But, hey, don't buy something you're scared you're going to lose. Don't take that chance. It's not worth it because too many people ruin their credit, and then they can't buy anything. I had some friends of mine come to me the other day. Said, you know, we've got somebody wanting to finance a car for us. And I said, what for? And I said, what's happened to your credit? And they said, well, we've kind of let it slip and we've overbought and we can't afford, but we need another truck really bad. And we got to buy. I said, you know, I can't believe that you've earned your excellent credit in no time at all, but they had, you know, and so we found them a truck and we found them halfway decent credit, rating. And got them handled, but I'm going to tell you, it can happen quick. So don't take that chance. If you can't afford something, don't buy it. Make wise decisions. Pray about it. Think about it. Weigh up what you've got. Get what you can afford, not something that you can't afford. I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't go 60 months on it because you don't know if that car will last that long. And you've got to be able to take care of that car, maintenance it, and take care of it. So if you're not figuring that in, too many people buy a car, and they don't figure it'll ever break down. They don't figure they got to change the oil. They don't figure they got to buy tires or a water pump. And when it happens, it puts them in a bind. Leave yourself cushion. What man makes, breaks. You're not going to find a perfect car. They're not going to last forever. Henry Ford said, they asked him if he could build a perfect car. He said, a perfect car would be made out of cardboard. It would be guaranteed for a year and a day. And after that, it would fall completely apart. And I'd sell them another one. And that's the way it is. You know, that's the way they figure. You know, but they're building better cars than they used to. So things are getting better. This is Randy Adams, Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com. We're on KTSA in San Antonio, 550 AM. That's 3 to 4. But remember us here Sunday morning at 7:30 to 8:30. Thank you, KKTX, for giving us that extra time. It's a blessing. We love y'all. Evidently, the listeners are calling because we got that extra half hour. We used to be on from 8 to 8:30. Now we're 7:30 to 8:30. You can listen to us. And you got time to go see Steve.
Hey, we'd love to have you come on down and do it. Randy, do you take special requests for an automobile?
All the time. We're looking for stuff right now. But, you know, we try to find the best deal in the best situation. And we still give free advice if they find something else.
Well, Randy, I know that we're closing up on this half hour. And it's been an absolute pleasure hosting and co-hosting with you. You give us great wisdom. You're an example of what the Bible talks about when it says that people that love wisdom love life. And I know that your life has changed remarkably. You love life because you love wisdom, and wisdom can only come from God. We'd invite everybody to 3202 Rodfield Road at Bridgeway Church at 10:30 on Sunday morning. Come visit us. We'd love to meet you.
Tell your friends and neighbors, everybody, to listen to us from 7:30 to 8:30 here on KKTX, 1360 AM. We love you. Listen to us. San Antonio, that's KTSA, 550 AM. You can listen to us 3 to 4 live Sunday afternoon. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. We love you. I hope I'm making a difference in your life. Tell your friends to listen to us. We want to teach everybody how to learn and buy sellcars.com. God bless you. Goodbye, South Texas and Corpus Christi.
Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your hosts, Randy Adams and Steve Sorensen.
Hello, Corpus Christi. This is Randy Adams, Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com. Thank you, Corpus Christi, for listening to us. Thank you for KKTX 1360 AM. We love you, and Steve and I are together again, Steve Sorensen. He's going to tell you about his church and where he's at, and, you know, church starts at 10:30. He's going to welcome you in here, Steve.
Hi, Corpus Christi. It's great talking to you again this morning. It's good to be with Randy and talk to you about how to buy and sell cars and how to do a good job. And the interesting thing, it says, the Bible says in Proverbs 16:16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. Well, Randy tries to do that for you in the car business, and I try to do that for you in the spiritual business. It's tough to tell you about the church. We'd rather have you come and experience it. We're in a non-denominational church. It's called Bridgeway Church over at 3202 Rodfield Road. It's the ones behind the big LED sign. Don't be fooled by the small building out front. We've got a bigger one in the back that'll hold 450 to 500 folks, and we'd love to have you come fill one of those seats. Now, we're open at 10:30 on Sunday morning. Before that, 9:15 for a Sunday school class. And I can tell you this, that I'm the wrong guy to ask if it's right to work on Sundays or not, because that's my toughest day.
Well, great, Steve. I tell you what, you need to go by and see him. I've been under his teaching for 20 years, and I love him. He's helped me a lot. He's helped me examine myself and be a better person. And that's part of the reason I want to give back. I want to teach you how to buy and sell. I want to be there for you. I want to answer your questions. There's no dumb questions. We want to be there for you and teach you exactly what to say. Be in control of your purchases. You're in control when you buy groceries or a TV or something. Why not be in control when you buy vehicles? Because there's so many different options on buying a vehicle and what man makes breaks, you know. So be sure that you're buying a good unit. And there's only two kinds of cars, a Ford and can't afford. And them can't affords cost too much money. They cost too much stress. Nobody's happy, and when they come and repo it, oh, man, that's a bad deal. And I tell you what, this has been a blessing to be down here in Corpus Christi. I've got dealers telling me, please tell everybody how bad title loans are. They're 330% interest. You can't overcome that, and there's no way. I can't overcome that. Friend of mine bought made a loan of $5,000. And he only paid back 7 payments of $900. He paid $6,300 back on a $5,000 loan. And then I ended up buying his vehicle, giving him some profit, quite a bit of profit, because he had a good unit. They wasn't going to give him all the money. They never give you all the money what the car's worth. And then he paid $6,300 back on a $5,000 loan. I gave him $3,000, paid the loan off, which was $4,670. Only $200. And $30 went to principal of $6,300. Isn't that a ripoff? These title loan people are robbing people left and right without a gun. Do you want them to take your money? Go to learnandbuyandsellcars.com and do an easy description of your car. We'll tell you what you give. That way you can sell it to me. I have a process of buying it here in Corpus Christi at Sparkling City Auto Auction. And if you don't sell it to me, sell it to a friend, sell it to a relative, sell it to somebody else. That way you don't owe $900 in 30 days and $900 from then on. And now you'll pay back $25,000, $30,000 for a $5,000 loan. Don't do it. The dealers are telling me to do this. All the dealers, all the CPA people are telling me don't do rapid refund. That's 120% interest and a bunch of fees to save to get your check 2 to 3 weeks early. Don't do it. The CPA people are telling me not to do it. So listen to my advice, because I'm well-trained in this business. I've been in it over 40 years, and I want to tell you the truth. I want you to know exactly what to do and how to be prepared. And Steve's a great mentor in my life. I want to be in Corpus because he's a man of God who's helped me a lot, and I want to help his listeners, his people, his church members, everybody around. It don't cost you nothing to go to my website and learn. It's free, and I want it to be free because I'm a blessed man. I want to help you. So take this opportunity to go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. And also, if you have any questions, Steve, give that email address.
steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. I promise if you'll send me your questions, I'll get them to Randy, and we'll be spending a whole week on talking about just exactly what's bugging you. So if you want to know something about buying a car, you want to know some of the secret things in it, you want to know what additives to put in your gas tank, you want to know what kind of air filter, I don't care what it is, you're welcome to ask, and we're just going to try to give you an answer.
We've had a lot of questions come in email lately, especially in San Antonio. You can listen to me on Sunday afternoon on KTSA 550 AM. You can hear it down here in Corpus. It's 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And we're live there. You can call in and ask any question you want to ask. We've had a lot of calls from the Corpus Christi area, and I appreciate you listeners. We love to listen, to hear from you, to answer any question that we can. And we're hearing more and more about the horrors of all these problems that's going on in the car business. People buying cars that break down. What man makes breaks? Well, you just don't want it to break down the first 6 months you had. You're hoping you buy a good car. We've been talking about finding a mechanic, finding a good body shop, getting advice. Don't be ashamed to ask questions. Ask us questions. Ask your friends questions. Ask somebody that knows a little something about cars. Shop the internet. Shop the paper. Look around. See what people are asking for cars. And people would buy here, pay here with bad credit. Hey, shop, shop, shop. You're a valuable customer. You got down payment. You can afford a payment. They got a GPS to pick you up when you missed your payment anyway. So buy a car that you can afford. Buy a car that'll outrun the note. Buy a car that's available at a right price. Don't pay $5,000 to $10,000 too much for a vehicle. It's not worth it. You deserve better. Make up your mind that you can do this. Everybody can do this, especially if they follow my easy process. I had a lady tell me, she saved $4,000 by going through my process because she knew, she heard me say, if something's not right, these boots are made for walking, walk out of that dealership. And she did. She walked out. She followed my process. She got her credit rating. She got her loan set up. She knew what she can afford. She shopped the internet. She found the right car. She made the purchase with the interest savings. With doing everything right, she told me she saved $4,000. Well, that's what I want. She thanked me. That's all I wanted from her. I'm not charging anything. I want you to know. I want to save you that money. I want to teach you. And guess what? You can teach others. With this process, with my website, you can look it up, and you can learn, and you can teach others. You can be the smart one in the group. You can follow my process and look like you know it all. And I'm glad. I want you to do that because I want you to know the right process. But do it and teach others. Teach your family. Teach your friends. Teach everybody. We all need to know. And I like learning. I learn every day. I'm open-minded. I don't want to miss anything that I can learn. I have the burning desire to be the best person I can be and to learn more every day. Steve, you have any questions from the emailers that have come in lately?
Oh, man, do I have some questions. Randy, have you ever heard the comment, if you don't buy this unit today, it'll be gone. You'll miss it.
There's thousands and thousands of cars out there, and if you missed it, it's probably meant to be. I'm telling you, I've heard that story every day, and I hear it over and over. No, look around. All the lots are full. Guess what? All the rental car places are full. And guess what the manufacturers are saying? We're going to have more repos. We're going to have more cars off lease. We're going to have more rentals. All the rental car places are full of cars. The ones that they sell and they retail, they have spots that they retail. But the guys who wholesale, I get calls from Enterprise and Avis, all those Dollar. They've got lots of cars for sale. And so don't worry about finding good transportation. It's out there. Yes, we have a little shortage on good cars, but if you search hard enough and you make it your business, don't wake up one day and decide you're going to go out and buy a car. This is something you need to think about every day. Keeping your eyes open, learn, question, look around, decide, you know, hey, I'm going to buy a car next year. Well, start looking now. Don't look the day before. You're not prepared. We want you prepared. Make that right decision. How you probably look. Study televisions for a month before you buy one, and then you decide to buy a car and you jump up and go buy one that day. That's not wise. I don't want you doing that. Take your time.
Randy, that brings up an enormous point. How much time do you think I should spend looking at the car that I'm thinking about spending thousands of dollars for?
If it's a used car, I would probably look at it at least 2 hours. And I'm not kidding. I'd look at the car and walk off. I tell you what, I train people to buy for me, and I tell them, look at the car hard, walk off, come back 10 minutes later, look at it again, then walk off another 10 minutes and come back. Because the first time you look at a car, you're going to miss something. Look under the hood, look under the trunk, look around, take a good look at the car, and then walk off. Start it up, listen to it, look for leaks. Look around, see if the lines line up on the body, if it's been wrecked or not.
How do you
do
that?
If they put it back together. Well, just look how wide it is, the gap is, and walk around and see how things match up on the front end and the back end. Make sure things are lined up.
There's you mean like the trunk lid? Like
the trunk lid, how the lines are in the trunk lid, how the doors line up, how the hood lines up, you know, and sometimes if they don't line up, maybe they just need to be a little adjustment. But most of the time, if they've been in an accident, and cars, they're not total losses. And when they've been in an accident, they're just worth a little less. See if it's been an accident. I'm not afraid of an accident car. I've drove a Lincoln, like I told you, the listeners before. I drove a Lincoln for 6,000 miles. It had $15,000 damage. And the car did nothing wrong. Great car. I wouldn't be afraid to go to Alaska in it today. Well, I don't know about the snow, but anyway, I would hate to go that direction. But I would go a long trip in it because I know the car's been fixed right, and it's a good car. Is it worth top dollar? The car should sell for about $35,000, $38,000, but the car's worth about $27,000, $28,000 because it's been in an accident. Don't pay the full price in a car that's been in an accident. We buy a lot of wreck cars from people because they don't want to wait on the car. We bought 13 and 14 model cars because they don't want to wait on it. They don't want to fight the insurance people. They don't want a bad Carfax. They want a new car and go. So we buy it wrecked and we resell them. We've got a lot of places to ship these cars that are wrecked. So take this opportunity. If you've got a wrecked car, we'll buy it. If any companies out there have got company trucks, especially cargo vans, any condition, we'll buy them. You can call us at 830-625-7159 or go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com, and we'll make you an offer on anything you have. We'll buy a fleet of cars. We'll buy them wrecked, good, bad, or the ugly. It doesn't matter to us. We have a place to go with everything. And I want to thank KKTX here, 1360 AM, for inviting us in and teaching us and giving us this time. I hope we're helping the people. If I'm not making a difference, I'm not doing my job, so I'm going to work harder. I want to make a difference in your life, in your purchases. Make sure you make the right decisions. And if they're not giving you a price, they're talking about payments, walk out of that place, get you a cash price, and get your loan lined up so you can make the right purchase.
Wow. That's great advice, Randy. Does it make any difference if they don't have that title in hand? My uncle has got it in Albuquerque kind of thing.
Well, if it's out of state, it's a big problem. But if it's at a bank, you can check and make sure that it's still at the bank. You can run a Carfax and see if there's a lien on it. Believe it or not, there'll be a lien on some of them. But you just need to know, well, how are you going to expect to get the title off if there's a lien on it? What's your payoff? That's the first question I would ask somebody selling the car. Do you have a clear title? They say no. Where's it at? It's at a bank. A lot of them are title loan places. We've had a lot of people come in with, we've bought lots of cars off the title loan place because, you know, the people borrow $3,000, they still owe $3,000, they've made 10 payments, but they're late and they got late penalties, this, that, and the other, and we've bought a lot of units off of them, and we go pay the title loan place off. Now that's something that you need to know, how to pay off a vehicle at a bank. You need to go down to the bank and pay the bank and make the man sign the title there. So don't, that way he can't get your title. If you pay him, you know if he's going to pay it off. Do you know? There's a lot of dealers that have taken cars in trade and not paid the title off. And then the people's credit go bad because they're thinking they traded the car in and the dealership didn't have the money to pay off. So they wait 3 or 4 months, and all of a sudden they're behind on payments. Their credit goes south, and it's because of the bank. I mean, because of the dealer hadn't paid the bank off. But if I was buying a car from an individual, I'd definitely say, all right, we're going to the banker, pay it off. You can sign the title over to me and have your cash available or your banking available where you can get it handled. Because I wouldn't trust a man to go pay his off and give me the title. I know a man that bought a Trans Am not long ago, a real nice one, and paid the guy, and he never got the title. It was a battle. The guy moved, and he has had a battle over it. Finally, I gave him the inside secrets how to go to the state and get the title, and he's finally got a title. But it was a lot of hassle, a lot of stress on this man because he didn't have the title.
Can the Department of Motor Vehicles help you in a case like that?
That's where I sent him. He happened to have a piece of paper where the guy had wrote that he had paid. Now, the new trick on Craigslist is antique cars, real nice 50. This happened on a 55 Chevy two-door hardtop street rod. The guy had been wanting $45,000 for this car, and the car was worth about 30. So the guy goes and tells him, hey, I'm going to buy your car from you. I'm going to give you your $45,000. Here's a check for part of it, and here's $15,000 cash. So he gave him $15,000 cash, gave him a check. The check was bogus. He got the title, and so the guy said, I need to get the rest of the money. This is a bad check. They wouldn't do nothing to the guy. He got the car for $15,000. It was back on Craigslist for $30,000 and sold for $30,000. The guy made $15,000. The guy that sold it for $45,000 got $15,000 for the car, and he was out the money. So there's a lot of scams going on, so you got to protect yourself. Make sure you get all the money. If they give you, there's bogus checks out there right now that are cashier's checks. There's people that are printing out cashier's checks. People think they've got a good check for a lot of money, and they don't. They don't have it because it's bogus. And they give them $5,000, $10,000 cash. Here's the key. They give them something cash, and they get a receipt on the cash for the car. So the guy says, I paid $15,000 for that car. I don't know what that guy's talking about. He said, well, here's the bad check. He said, that's not my check. I don't have anything to do with it. So they couldn't do anything to the guy. So he ended up selling his car for $15,000, and that guy sold it for $30,000. So you got to watch out for checks, and you got to watch out for bogus cashier's checks. So make sure you're checking out exactly what you need to have and collect your money, because there is some bogus. I bought a group of trucks off of H&P Drilling in Alice, Texas. They might be listening to this show. And they make me bring cashier's checks, and they check the bank where I get them, and they let them clear before I can pick up the trucks. I asked them, I said, you must have had some trouble with cashier's checks. He said, yes, we have. So there's some bogus ones out there. So you've got to protect yourself, especially if somebody's giving you partial cash, because they're going to write it up like they bought your car at a lot less price.
A friend of mine was selling a vehicle, Randy, and talking about scams. Maybe that's a great subject for today. He was selling a car, and a guy, he put it on the internet, and he got a call from a fella, and the guy really was prepared to, you know, to buy the car. And he said, I really want this car, and I'm going to pay you full price for it. He says, it's not a problem. He says, I'll send somebody down to pick up your car. He says, and I'll pay you through PayPal. Now, here's the catch. My friend was wise enough to call PayPal and see if they do. And PayPal told him, look, because these scams are so severe, automobiles are one of the two things that we never guarantee. Because what they do is they put it on PayPal with a credit card. They cancel the credit card. They make us give them back the money. They're saying that it went bad, and you're out the money and you're out the car because you still owe everything that you did. And you've lost your car.
And if somebody pays by credit card, they can dispute the purchase for 30 days also.
Right.
If you take a credit card and you can dispute it. Now, here's another little trick. A cashier's check, they can cancel it within 24 hours. I had a $63,000 cashier's check that a man had got at the bank at 9:30 in the morning from Houston, Texas, brought the cashier's check, picked up my six antique cars, gave him the titles. I talked to the banker. I called the banker. The banker said, yes, he was in here. This is a cashier's check, and it's good. And he gets back. And when the guy left my lot, loaded up on the truck with the vehicles, he called his boss, and his boss canceled the cashier's check. I was out $63,000 for about a month. It was a battle. And let me tell you something. The courts won't help you. Nobody will help you. I had to go down there and almost fight the guy to get my money back. It was $63,000. It was a real battle. But I learned a trick. They got 24 hours to cancel that check with no reasoning at all. So if a check's been made, you need to let it cure for at least 24 hours before you accept it or turn loose of the goods. So there's a lot of scams out there on buying and selling cars. You need to know who you're dealing with.
And we need to be smart. We need to be wise. Again, that scripture from Proverbs says, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver.
Well, I tell you what, I've had a lot of gold go through my hands, and it wasn't wisdom that kept it. It was my stupidity in making bad decisions, letting the money flow through my hands and go other places that not meant to be and not good for me and my family. But we do need wisdom in the decisions we're making, and that's what we're trying to do right here. Steve and I have teamed up in Corpus Christi to do the best we can at teaching you how to buy and sell cars.com. Go to there. We'll make you an offer on the car. You'll know where you stand. You can sell it to me, sell it to your friends, sell it to somebody. Don't take it to a title-owned place. Or trade it in. Make sure they're giving you all the money. Tell them Randy Adams made this offer on it. You're going to match it or not. And if you want to sell it to us, you can take the Sparkling City Auto Auction. We'll make arrangements to get it bought. And also, you know, just be prepared what's going on. The market goes up and down. Cars are available. Right now, cars are up a little bit due to the income tax checks. But this old market will soften up, and about May 1st, these cars that were $4,000 and $5,000 will probably be $2,500 to $3,500. You can save yourself $1,000, $1,500 on a lot of purchases. So take this time and make the right decisions on what you want to buy and how you want to buy it. And we hope that we're helping you every day. Go to Steve's website if you've got any questions. We'd be glad to answer any questions. There's no dumb questions. Thank you, KKTX 1360. It's been a great day again. Steve, you got any more comments for today?
Well, I'm just thinking that you're giving us some great words, and I think the ones for the refrigerator would be things like negotiate, be patient, be wise, find a friend, buy the car you want when it satisfies you. Would that be a fair way of, you know, kind of pulling that together?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you need to think about it. You need to take your time. Quit just jumping into buying a car. Make sure you're not making a selfish decision. Too many people want to show off in a car, and I guarantee you, after your friend's seen it two or three times, they're either jealous of it or they don't even pay any attention to it. Yeah, you want to be cool going down the road, but I'd rather have the best kind of car is a paid-for kind of car. I'd rather have one that's paid for. And if you have one that's paid for, make payments to yourself. Put some money in the bank. Don't touch it. That way, when it's time to buy something else, you'll have a stack of cash in there, and you can buy a car cash. I guarantee you cars are a lot cheaper cash than they are financed. A lot cheaper with that cash hanging in your hand. And you can make a better decision, buy what you want, buy a better car. And if you've got a finance, there's some buy here, pay your places will charge you $8,000 to $10,000 more for a car. You're trying to pay that, and it's compounded interest. You can't overcome that. Nobody can. And that's why there's so many repos, whether buy here, pay here. Buy something that you won't lose. Don't throw your hard-earned money away. Make the right decision today. Make sure you're a valuable customer. Make sure you can afford it. Make sure you're talking to the right person. Take your time. This is a process that, you know, you're going to have to live with the rest of your life. You need a vehicle. So make the right choices and continue to learn how to buy and sell cars.com with Randy Adams, 830-625-7159. So it's a great day here in Corpus Christi. There's a lot of cars on the market. I think Sparkling City's having a government sale come up in the near future. You might check with them. Tell them you heard it on my radio show that you wanted to check on buying government cars. Hey, those government cars are pretty good cars. They've been well maintenance, and them guys don't go nowhere fast. You know, they're on the clock. So it don't cost them nothing to maintenance. So they take it in and get it maintenance. And they're usually nice cars. So if you want a government car at a decent price, you're fighting against dealers, so you know they're going to make money on it. Check with Sparkling City Auto Auction sometime, see when the next government sale's coming up.
Hey, what are you driving today?
I'm driving a police car. I like it. It's 11 Chevy Impala, gets 32 miles to the gallon. I took a picture of it and sent it to my web man to put it on my web page, sitting out in front of Corpus Christi here, KKTX 1360 AM, and so... No, I'll drive anything. It don't matter to me. I lost that pride a long time ago. I can drive anything in the world I want. I probably own 200 cars right now. But that old cop car is a good car. It's comfortable. It's safe. And it gets great fuel mileage.
And what'd you tell me? Maybe I won't get a ticket going home.
That's a possibility. I mean, you know, it look, it, you know, these policemen wave at me as I go by them.
Well, this is Steve Sorensen again from right here in Corpus Christi, Texas. We've had a wonderful time today. We're at 3202 Rodfield Road. We're praying that you'll come by. Join us in a non-denominational service at 10:30 on Sunday morning. Randy, say goodbye.
Well, it has been a good day, but remember, get your credit rating, what you can qualify for. Get your loan made up. Shop, shop, shop. I'm hoping to bring on somebody that's a computer expert to teach you how you can shop the world. You can shop a 500-mile radius in a matter of just a couple of minutes. Get your loan lined up. Get your mind made up. Go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. Follow the easy process, how to buy a car, how to get prepared. If you have any questions, email us. If you have anything that you want to talk to me about, and I have the time, I'll be glad to call you back. The number is 830-625-7159. And anybody gets a chance to thank KKTX 1360 AM here, give them a call and thank them that you like the show, you appreciate the show, because we appreciate you listeners. We're here because of you. I want to teach you. I want to make you a better buyer. I want you to be aware of what's going on in the market. I want to help you every way I can. Steve?
God bless you, folks. I pray to see you on Sunday morning.
God bless you. We love you. Thank you, Corpus, for listening to us. Tell your friends and neighbors to tune us in at 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings here at 1360 AM, and we love to help them and you. And you, if you learn, you can tell others. You can teach others. You can do this. You're a great steward of your money. Take care of your money. Make wise decisions. God bless you, Corpus. We'll see you next week.